Hi everyone, welcome. This is Dr. Drenna Wells, and this is now Moving Beyond the Matrix. Yay! So yeah, I decided to do the show a little earlier. I'm just going to upload it onto Freedomizer Radio because today is going to be a very busy day for me today. So I figure I start early in the morning, and I feel pretty good in the morning. It's actually pretty fun in the morning because I just got all these ideas and so many things I wish to share with you and so many things I wish to say. So I like to start off by on the Drenna Johnston YouTube channel, if you've ever been on there or not. I was posting on the community that I have two other channels, and one is Moving Beyond the Matrix, where I upload all my podcasts. Okay, ones that aren't, you know, that I am free to upload, that's not restricted, in other words. And my other channel is Druzy Witch, D-R-U-Z-E-E, Witch, W-I-T-C-H, and that channel is going to be nothing but magic, where I'm going to be doing rituals. I'm going to be performing rituals on camera. That's right. So I'm just tired of just talking about magic. I'd rather just show you that I am a practitioner and what I do, and then I can share some magical tips as well as readings. So yeah, and I'm going to be focusing mainly on those two channels. The Drenna Johnston one, it's a very old channel, and I got it years ago, and it just has so many, many other mixtures of things. I mean, I'll still keep it up for some time, but I want you to know to subscribe to Moving Beyond the Matrix YouTube channel and Druzy Witch. Those two channels I'm going to be putting a lot of focus and attention and energy into. And if you've noticed, I've already been uploading my podcast onto the Drenna Johnston channel, but I'm not going to be doing that all the time. It's going to be only on Moving Beyond the Matrix. Okay? And there's a reason for that, because I'm building those channels. So it seems to be very, very becoming a little successful, actually. You know, I'm finding that more viewers are popping up and newer viewers, newer visitors. So I must be doing something right. And what Moving Beyond the Matrix is it's about moving beyond the matrix, exactly what the title is. It's finding other alternative ways to move beyond the matrix, to master the matrix in a spiritual way, mindset way, and also sharing some remedies as well. And just wanted to also mention that we have a really good, one of my, David, the Inner Circle guy, who's been helping my students with the Silver Bullet Trust. He has been, from what he says anyway, he says that they've been having a lot of successes and getting a lot of bad credit off of the credit report and collections and all of that stuff. And people are having a lot of success and handling with court cases and judgments using the Silver Bullet Trust. So I'm really happy to hear that. He also mentioned that he helped a student wipe $80,000 off his credit report. And he shared that with me, and it shows all deleted. So he's not full of crap. And I find that to be really, really awesome. See, I try not to promote, you know, to people when I talk about the Silver Bullet Trust. It's basically for those who want to protect their assets, protect, you know, their houses. If you own it outright, you're not still paying on a mortgage, you know, you still owe the bank. But if you own a house outright, it's paid off, you can protect your house, protect a lot of the things that are yours, your children, you know what I mean? You can put them on your trust as well. And it also can help you change your status by transmitting your social into an estate number. And that, what that means, it doesn't terminate the social security number, okay? It does not terminate it, because if you terminate it, you're not going to be able to go to work. You know, we're not into that. So you transmit it into a higher level, and you can still take out credit cards. I have credit cards. You can still take out loans. But as far as me claiming to say, oh, you could use your trust to wipe it out, it would be very irresponsible for me to tell you that, okay? Because I've seen a lot of people come to this where they want their mortgage wiped out, they want their credit cards wiped out, they want all of this stuff. Yes, it can be wiped out to a certain point, meaning it could be zeroed out, but I cannot guarantee that you can still take out a credit card from the same company by doing that. Okay. Now, David, however, can probably help you with that. Okay. He has a lot more knowledge than I do with that. So, but because the reason why I don't put much emphasis in that is because my why in getting the trust was to run a business completely tax-free. And number one, really, it was to put a stop to child support, put a stop to the abuse of child support, abuse of my ex-husband. And I actually put a stop to that. Okay. And got my American passport back, all of that. So that was my reason. It wasn't the fact that I wanted to be irresponsible in a way where I didn't want to pay my bills. You know, I wanted to use my birth certificate to pay my bills for me. And, you know, to me, that's not what I came to this this movement for. However, there's some people that come with the wrong intentions, and then I put them in their place, and I tell them right in front, I say immediately in class, if this is not to pay your bills with, okay? This is for responsible adults who have a good profession, good money coming in, and they have things that they wish to protect. Okay, they're responsible adults. They're not little children that want to run away from, you know, from contracts that they signed and agreed to. You know, that's all on you, okay? So I wanted to let you know about that. You know, and as far as the child support thing, I cannot guarantee that it's going to work for you because everybody's situation is different. I never went into court. I never walked into court. I made damn sure that I did not become surety for that name. Because if I were to walk into court, then I would have agreed. I would have agreed to the contract. I never signed the contract to agree to it. I never walked into court to agree to it. So it could have been that, the fact that because of that, I was able to get out of it. Now, Worldly Traveler, he did go into court and he did see the child support did stop sending him statements. And he did mention that in the video. And he was an honest man before he passed away. Bless him. But we are always transparent in our methods. We don't try to wing you on, lie to you, and all those bullshit saying, oh, yeah, you could tap into your birth certificate and you can just, you know, pay everything off. I refuse to go that route at first. I used to believe that years ago. Because other people would say, oh yeah, there's a way to do that. And I was working with other mentors that would say these things, but I have yet to see that myself. Now, when I put a stop to child support, I put a stop showing the trust, showing the 98 to the IRS, and I sent it to the child support themselves, a notice statement with the UCC, and I let them know the debt is over there in Washington, D.C. I mean, not the debt, the discharge of the debt is with D.C. because I sent it out there. So I always put child support on notice. I didn't just go and send out to wipe out the debt and not let child support know. No, I had to put them on notice to let them know that the debt was being wiped out. So it worked for me. And I swear to on my mother's grave, okay, my mother just passed away 2 years ago. I love my mother with all my heart, and it hurt me because what happened, she was on a bunch of pharmaceuticals, and then she was on two shots of COVID shots. So I believe that did her in, okay? So I'm here to say that on my mother's grave, I did it exactly that way, and I got my passport back, and I got my credit totally wiped out, and I got to wiped out to a point where everything was zeroed out completely. Everything was zeroed out. Okay, so I'm now rebuilding my credit again, fresh, but being more mature and responsible for what I spend. Okay, also, we need to realize that, you know, I mean, first of all, if you haven't listened to Robert Kiyosaki, he's wonderful. You should start reading his books. You need to start learning from him, okay, in a lot of ways. We realize that the dollar is an IOU note, and the United States has been bankrupt since 1930, okay? We realize that. So the money that's being, processed, or the money that's flowing is not real money. It's not really backed up by anything but IOU notes for the next guy that's going to work for that note, okay? So my understanding, the further I get along with the whole, you know, secure creditor thing and everything, is it would be, and this is what Robert Kiyosaki says, it's the credit that you want to use, not the debit card. It's the credit card you want to use, but you use it responsibly. You don't just max it out and then leave a balance and then only pay a little minimal. Not unless you have to. You're like in a bad situation. I totally understand that. But the whole point is to use the credit card as much as you can so you can build up your credit and not use so much of your debit card. Because when you pay for things, you know, with a debit card, that's it. It's like paying with cash. Done. Nothing's really been documented. That cash was gone. When you use a credit card and you pay for things with a credit card, it's been documented and it shows, wow, you paid. You've been using it, the credit card, and you're paying the bank. You're paying the bank. You're not paying the restaurants. You're not paying the grocery stores. You're not paying for things out there. Instead, you are paying the bank. And what that does with that relationship with the bank, it establishes a very nice relationship, and therefore, you know, your credit starts to grow and grow and grow. So it doesn't matter if, okay, the dollar is inflated. It's not inflated. And according to Robert Kiyosaki, it's not inflated. It's criminal. So, you know, regardless, it's criminal. So it's not inflated. It has nothing to do with inflation. It's just criminal acts. Okay, so knowing that the dollar is just, foreign notes, they don't have real backup, they're not gold, they don't have gold in them, you know, to accrue in value or any of that, it's best that you use credit cards, but you use it responsibly. You don't use it like a little child and then, oh, I just need a discharge and you know. If you find a way to do it, David can help you with that, then that's fine. Maybe there's something that he knows that I don't really know. I just don't go that I don't go down that rabbit hole. I really don't need to. Okay. Because I've heard a lot of that from other gurus and they all got burnt really bad. Okay. So you have to be very, very, very careful and be responsible with your credit. Your credit is everything. Your credit is very, very, very important. One thing I will say, there's another testimonial I like to mention. From me, actually. I had a bad situation with somebody who decided to do a chargeback after we created her trust for her. We put a lot of time. We spent about a couple months coaching her and everything. Had her on, had her on video, all that to prove, and she tried to pull that crap. She had her bank honor it. And I was working with Teachable at the time, and lo and behold, I never used my social security number to sign up with Teachable, okay, because I'm very smart. I use my estate number to do that, because when you use your estate number, you're showing them that you are not a debtor, you are a creditor. You are in control of your own estate, so I use my estate number, not the 98, it's an estate number when you transmit your social. So I use that, okay? Anyway, the funny thing, I get an email from collection saying, oh, we're going to do this to you, and we're here to collect. And so I told the guy, I go, well, how are you going to collect when you don't have my social security number? And shortly after that, Teachable kept, and Stripe kept writing me and writing me, you need to put your information. We need your more information from you. I'm serious. On my mother's grave. I'm not lying. Okay, I'm telling you right now. So I was laughing my booty off. Because I said, yeah, because they can't get anything from me. And, you know, that woman wants to be a snake. Okay, fine. The bank wants to be a snake and take and honor her crap, even though she received service for her trust. And her trust is legitimate. She got her 98 from the IRS. She was able to open up a trust checking account. Everything that I promised she was able to do. And she tried to get money her money back. Well, obviously she got her money back, but you know what? Now that they can't collect for me, they might come after her now. Because I don't use my social. When I do my Stripe, when I use Stripe account, when I use, you know, PayPal, whatever, or when I used to use PayPal anyway, I never use my social security number. I always use my estate number. And that is the power of this work. You know, and trust me, it would get you out of a lot of shit. A lot of shit. To protect you. Okay, so they cannot report me. They cannot report my credit on the credit report. They don't have the appropriate numbers, and they need my permission for that, which they don't have. So that's exactly what I'm talking about. And I told David before, and I said, "Oh my God, I can't believe she's, you know, they're trying to do this, trying to collect money, $3,000 for me. There's just no way." It's like as if I didn't do anything, if I didn't perform on my end to do the trust, then sure, go ahead and do what you have to do. But really, it was really a messed up situation. And that alone, that's, I don't take credit cards anymore because many people are very immature. They want, like I said, if you're out to wipe out your debt, you're going to try to wipe out any debt, or you're trying to get out of paying anything. You're not in a wealth mindset. You're not thinking about wealth. You're not thinking about building abundance. And I'm going to tell you how to do that. It's credit. That's it. Even one of my mentors that I was working with said the same thing. It's not about money or cash. It's credit. And the more you build your credit with a bank, you create that relationship, you get all this credit limit, just you have all the increases of your credit limit, and you're going to be able to buy the nice things that you want. You're going to be able to get nice loans, hundreds of thousands of dollars. You're going to start really, really building up. So I've been doing that for the past 2 years, really getting into it because of my education, learning from Ken, who's been teaching everybody about it. Now, I do have a word of caution about Ken that I wish to mention, okay? First of all, I never got paid from him since 2021 when he put the clients, you know, after they got their loans and then they got into the programs, they were fine. If they move forward with the programs, then we get paid. I don't know what's up with Ken. He's good as far as connecting you to get your own loan, okay? Connecting you to get loans. But do not invest in any of his projects. I'm going to tell you that right now. Until you read the fine print and you understand that the people that are handling that money are not licensed. If they're not licensed, I would not move forward with any of his projects because I've heard nothing but bad stories. People have gotten burnt. They put $400,000 into some type of program and they never received anything. They got burnt and it screwed up their credit report. So I'm here to tell you a word of warning. You know, I am not responsible for any of the things that you agree to because you guys are adults, all right? You're adults. I point you in his direction really so you can get loans. You can get a loan and you can, and it will go into your bank account and you make the decision what you want to do with that loan. Then, you know, it's up to you. You are the responsible adult, but you have to make sure anybody who handles your money, make sure they're licensed. Make sure that you read the contract really good. You don't just give your money away to anybody just because of their name. You got to make sure that they're licensed. And I'm talking handling hundreds of thousands of dollars of loan money. Okay, people are getting ripped off, and a lot of these people that he's connecting with are not falling through. So I want to tell you that. But on the good note about Ken, it was him that taught me a lot about credit, building your credit, and assets, all of that. But a lot of the teachings was from Robert Kiyosaki. You can definitely go and learn that yourself. You can go take his programs, Robert Kiyosaki, and really learn from somebody who knows their shit. And he mentioned, Robert Kiyosaki mentions, well, I'm 20-something billion-dollar in debt. Because he knows you're always going to be in debt because it's a debt economy. It's a debt system. There is no real gold and silver moving through the system anymore. You're using debt with debt. But there's good debt and there's bad debt. Good debt is, you know, you're accruing a lot of money, credit, and a lot of money and all that money you owe. But that's okay. You pay a little bit every month, and then guess what? They'll still increase your credit. Depends on the situation. I don't know about credit cards. I know with my credit card, I just pay it off. Every month I pay it off. If I'm going to use that much at the end of the month, I pay off that much. With loans, it's a little different. You get installments, and it's a lot easier where you pay a little bit every month, and it's easier. And then your credit just keeps soaring and soaring every time you pay the bank. That is the secret. That's what the rich are doing. And the thing is no one has been educated on that. They've been educated to go and work for money, whereas it's not money you should be working for, it's actually the credit you should be working for. You see what I mean? So when you build that money, that credit, I mean, and you can go ahead and use a lot with that loan. You can take that loan out. You can go buy a house. You could turn it into a money-making asset. You can go buy a business. You can go create a business and hire other employees to work for that money, but not you work for that money. You see what I mean? So that's why a lot of people don't realize, you know, they're struggling. They're, even though they can make a shitload of money, and they're still struggling, and they're still struggling. And I went through that as well. We made a lot of money, but it was like, wow, the money's gone. What the hell happened? Because we weren't educated. If I would have known about all this years ago, if my parents would have taught me anything, if they would have known anything, I would have been like, okay, credit is number one. Don't fuck it up. Okay, but this is what I was taught by my parents. Oh, if you can't pay the rest, oh, don't worry, just pay them every month a little bit. And, you know, and it keeps them away. And, but yeah, it keeps them away, but it fucks up your credit. See, they never mentioned that to me, right? So they weren't really educated like, you know, like a lot of the rich kids are educated by their parents. Like, hey, don't fuck up your credit, because that is your money. That is going to be your food right there. Okay, so that's the thing, is you don't need to be a secure creditor to have credit. You have it there for free with a bank. You have it there, but you have to build. And sometimes you have to use a secured credit card where, you know, they have a collateral where you have to put down $1,000, and then they give you credit for $1,000, and that was for 6 months. That's I started out with Navy Federal, and I did that for 6 months, and then I graduated to the cash reward card, where it's all credit. So right now I have two credit cards. I have American Express, and I have my cash review, and I'm building it and building it and building it, and I just continue to build it, because that's very, very important. And and then, of course, you can always have some leeway with a bank. You know, oh, no problem. You know, if you can't pay everything, you pay a little, but at least you're paying the bank all the time. You're always paying them something, always. But you try to, you know, pay as much as you can, because you want to build that credit fast. You want to, you know, get your scores up pretty nice. So after 6 months of building my credit, my score is at 750, 760, something like that. That's where it's at, just in 6 months. After my everything was wiped out. Okay, and I believe it was wiped out. It could have been the 10 years that I, because I haven't been in the States for 10 years, I haven't done anything, and boom, it, you know, every 10 years they wipe it clean. And that gave me an opportunity to start all over again. And then, of course, child support, you know, that was completely wiped out as well. But it was wiped out because of my trust. They would have never wiped that out after 10 years. That shit would stay on my credit report. And the student loans, that's another thing. My student loans are gone. That shit would have stayed on my credit report. So my student loans and child support completely wiped out. So at least I can say something did work. On my mother's grave, I will say it again. Something did work. Okay. If you want to believe or not, it's entirely up to you. If you don't, I'm not here to prove anything. That's entirely up to you if you want to believe or not, okay? So, but anyway, learn from what I've learned. You know, build your credit, because you build your credit, you have all this credit, and then other stupid things start popping up, and little, you know, debt here or something that you never thought of, setback, emergency money, whatever. You always have something to protect yourself. You always have something, some money there, okay? See, I was doing things a little differently. I was accruing in Bitcoin, and I still am. I have my Bitcoin, and it's there, and it's helping us for me to actually retire from the work I've been doing for many years. I can just relax, okay? Even though I'm going to do one more webinar in May for those that are serious that want their silver bullet trust, if they want to move forward, fine. But if not, I'm good with my Bitcoin. So Bitcoin to me is my credit. it's building up. It's my asset, actually. And it's going to skyrocket. And then I can use some of that money to help pay for my credit card. It's pretty fucking cool. You know, it's pretty awesome. I can move money to my Mexican account. I can wire money over to my American account, and I can just pay my credit cards off. And it keeps building and building. So, you know, I have really built myself up to a point where I can just really kind of chill, but I'm not the type of person that really chills. I'm a workaholic, and I have to learn how to be comfortable and taking a break. It's very difficult for me. That's why I have to do my podcast all the time. I got to do something creative here. And then I'm working on a book right now, a really awesome book. It's going to be magic, my work with Azazel and working on the left-hand path. So I think I have about 50, 60 pages left that I have to do, and I'm almost done with that. So I can't wait. I can't wait. And I want to start teaching magic. That's what I want to do. I want to start teaching magic, but that's why I'm creating this YouTube channel. So I'll be performing my magic to show you what I know, what I do, share some tips with you. And if you want to take my classes, cool. If you guys dig what you see, that'd be awesome. But that's my my passion. So it's like I can afford to focus on my passions now more than anything. And you know, like I said, I built up on my assets. I don't really have to work for money anymore, which is nice. I can trade. I trade for money, if you will, you know, with my Bitcoin and crypto and stuff. But anyway, I just wanted to share that with you. You don't have to be a secure creditor. You don't have to be a foreign agent to get credit. You have that benefit anytime you want, as long as you know how to, you know, make sure that you get a secured card, start with that with your bank. Could take 3 to 6 months. Build up that credit. You may have to work, sure. Work for a bit. Build that shit up. 6 months, your credit's going to be 700, 800 freaking score. It's going to be a nice, beautiful score. You'll have credit cards, and you just keep building and building and building. That is the key to having credit. Good credit and being able to go get a nice car off the lot. I wish I was in the States right now. I'm actually thinking about it. Thinking about going back. I'm not really sure though, 100%. I mean, I'm going to go visit my magical friends in Ohio, but you know, I might just go pick up a car while I'm there. I mean, I have excellent credit, and it's like, you know, when you have good credit, you can live in the States, not a problem. So if they talk about inflation and, oh my God, the money's going down. Yeah, the money will go down, but guess what goes up? Your credit goes up. You see what I mean? Your credit increases, your credit score goes up. And that way you have more credit. So that's why you want to focus on having credit rather than just having cash in your hands, you see. So I'm going to be teaching my daughter this and my son this at a young age. So they're not just using their debit card to spend money to throw money away. They use a credit card and pay the bank. They pay the bank. And that way the bank will say, you know what, you've been pretty good. Thank you so much. We're going to raise your credit score. We're going to give you some more money. How about 10 grand? In credit, but use it wisely, you see. And another thing, what I was planning on doing, I might get like a big loan, maybe 50 grand or something like that, and then guess what I'm going to do with it? I'm going to use a little bit for ourselves, but I'm going to be paying the bank back with it and watch how my credit's going to be. It's just going to be fun and exciting. I just use what is necessary, what's going to hold us for the year, and the rest, pay them back with our own loan. And that is going to make them smile like, whoa. Okay, you got your shit together. You're a mature adult. And that is the way. I mean, you don't have to be a secure creditor. You could do all this, okay? People come to the secure creditor because they weren't educated and they maxed out their credit card. They got collections after them. They have delinquencies. Trust me, I've been there. My credit was shit. Believe me, it was crap. And you know, they got everybody after them and, you know, the creditors. And then, yeah, they would come as last resort and to wipe it all out and it would be zeroed out. Okay. But the problem is many of them could not continue the relationship with that creditor or with that bank. That's the problem. So that's the thing you have to look out for. You know, if people say, hey, I can wipe out your credit for you, find out, will I be able to continue my relationship with the bank if I do? And then again, it's your choice. It's your decision what route you're going to take, okay? So personally, if you cannot afford a loan or afford a credit card, then don't even do it. If you don't have a job, don't even do it. If you don't have a business, don't even do it. You'll put yourself in a world of shit because that stuff is documented, okay? Build up on Bitcoin. Build up on crypto. You know, it's all about building. And we all had to work our asses off to get to where we are in our lives. We had to work our freaking butts off. Doesn't matter if you have a business for yourself. Doesn't matter if you have a job. It's all work. You're working for the money. you're working your ass off for that. And that comes a lot of struggles, okay? So again, you do not have to be a secure creditor to get the things that are yours, that belong to you. And you have a bank that will, that is there for you, okay? I know it might sound crazy. You were taught to hate the banks. You were taught to, you know, the banks are screwing me over. The banks, I'm a victim. We're the 99%. You know, there's a lot of this bullshit because they want you to, you know, they want the sheep to be sheep. It's like, you want to be a sheep, you don't want to be educated, you don't want to learn, then be a sheep. But you have the right to be an elite yourself. You can be an elite. You just got to be educated. Look at freaking Robert Kiyosaki. He didn't come from money, that guy. Okay? He didn't come from money. He came from a very poor family. His dad was a teacher. He was very academically rich, though. You know, I love being a teacher. I wanted to be a historian teacher, you know, in archaeology. I still do. I may not get paid much, but it's not for the money. It's because I love it, you know? It's just like doing readings for people. I love it. It's not for the money. It's just because it's fun. But the poor guy was poor. He was taught how to be poor. And Robert Kiyosaki's father taught him, other father, which is his best friend's dad, was very rich and taught him how to be rich. He wasn't rich from cash. He was rich from credit. You see what I mean? So that's the difference in everything. You have the right to be rich right now, guys. You can do it. You got to bust your ass, but you got to be smart. And it's learning how to be smart with your money. Work smarter, not harder. Okay. And then when you get the silver bullet trust, if you decide to, you can get a domestic trust. We also offer that, a domestic living trust. You can open up your trust checking account with the domestic living trust where it's revocable. You can change it anytime. You can be the trustee. And then you have the silver bullet trust, which is really called the pure common law trust. It's an international irrevocable trust. And you want someone else to be the trustee, and then you could be the grantor. It's to protect, it's to have more bulletproof protection. But there's some that want to be trustees, and that's perfectly fine as well. Okay, it is a foreign trust, and the beautiful thing, it's a foreign entity, so they cannot come after you either way. But I always find it, you know, like my husband is a trustee for my foreign trust. And on the grantor, and I like to keep it like that. But all my companies, I run my companies. I have my checking accounts with my companies. And then I have the Silver Bullet Trust controlling all of the companies that I have. And then, let me see, I'm having a brain fog right now. Brain fog moment, so sorry. So then you control it, yeah, with the Silver Bullet Trust, and the IRS knows about it because you let the IRS know. You say, hey, I'm going to control this. So basically, you're letting them know you are tax exempt because of your other status. Now, that's for people that have the balls, that understand the system, that there is a way to do that. But if you don't want to do that, then that's perfectly fine. You can still live your existence, you know, get yourself a domestic trust. Protect yourself, you know, I would have a trustee, you know, be there and you be the grantor and let them open up the trust checking account for you. All that stuff just to protect your stuff because you don't ever want to say you own anything, okay? Because when you say you own anything, that's how they take you because they already have a UCC on your person. They already have control on your birth certificate and all of that stuff. So you have to be very, very careful walking in that system. But you can still be, like I say, a good sheep, be very rich too. You don't have to be a secure creditor. You don't have to have a silver bullet trust. You just can pay your taxes, you know, but make a lot of money. Try to make as much money because they will take a shitload, or be educated by your accountant that can help you how to save money, you know, what to write off. You can save a lot. And one of my places that I like to have my companies out of is Nevada. Because it's tax-free, as long as you don't live in Nevada, it's completely tax-free unless you make like millions of dollars, $4 million a year, then you have to report that. But if you live in Nevada, you have to pay federal taxes still, okay? So there's a lot of route. There's a lot of ways. There's Wyoming. There's Delaware. You know, if you want to keep your taxes very low, okay, it's entirely up to you. You have the right to make these decisions. And a lot of the people that want the trust, they're very broke. I can't afford $2,000. I can't afford $3,000. And I'm going to tell you, the same trust that I have to offer on Aware, if you go to the Aware site, just type in Aware and Pure Common Law Trust or Pure Trust or Common Law Trust, they charge $8,000. Okay. The people that pay that, and it's worth it. It's completely worth it. So I'm not downing them. They're fucking doing right. And, you know, the people that can afford it has good credit. And the people that want the trust that are trying to come to me, they're broke, poor, and they don't have good credit at all. So it's like, well, then why do you come to me? You think that this is going to get out of your credit problems? No, it's not. That's not what the Silver Bullet Trust is for. It's for people that actually are adults, responsible, have good, somewhat good credit that they can actually afford the trust. They can afford $3,000. They can afford $2,000. Because I'm raising the price to $5,000, okay? But after May, I'm raising the price to $5,000. Because that, I mean, really, it should be $10,000. Someone else is selling it for $8,000. What am I doing, right? I think I've undercut myself too much. So, because I'm catering to the poor people, and the poor people don't have any money because they put themselves in that position. So the poor people out there, listen to what I have to say. Start reading Robert Kiyosaki's books, Go Get Rich. What is it? Poor Dad, Rich Dad. Start reading that book. Go to Ken's thing at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time every day. He teaches you a lot of things, but be very cautious in getting involved in his programs. You can get a loan. You can get a loan of up to $200,000, okay? Not a problem. But use that loan for yourself. Don't put it in any projects, personally. Or put it, you know what? I would put it into Bitcoin. Are you kidding me? Put most of it in Bitcoin, gold, silver, whatever you got to do, and some type of investment. Don't put it in these other projects. I'm telling you right now. But Ken teaches you for free all the things that I'm telling you right now about money, about credit. He's really good with that. And really, he helps people get loans. And I give him kudos for that. But some of his stuff, and he tells you it is risky. He will tell you straight up, it can be risky. So you have to be very cautious. I'd rather go spend the money in a fucking casino. It's that risky. Okay? So please be very, very careful. And we're not wolves here. We're not here to steal your money and all this shit. I'm here to teach you how to, or guide you. I mean, I'm not a financial advisor or anything. I don't have the qualifications to teach you this. But through my experience and through guidance of some sort, then you and listening to someone who's really qualified, Robert Kiyosaki and some of these other big guys, helping you to let you know that you have money there at your disposal. But if your credit is shit, you don't have nothing. Okay? You got to build up that credit is the best thing you could ever have in your life. It's the only thing that's going to get you to where you need to be, especially in the United States. Okay? And you got to make it like a religion where, oh my God, I will work a two job just to make sure I don't fuck up my credit. Like, that should be number fucking one. I wasn't taught that. I've been living with shitty credit for too many years. I did not know. I wasn't taught. But my mom did say, oh, you better watch out. You'll mess up your credit. But she never went into it. She never explained why. So, and all I ever heard was her crying and yelling at the creditors. I used to hear her crying. And my dad was making good money. He made like $200,000 a year. They were upper middle class. And all she did was cry and fighting collections off. And I said to myself, you know, I don't want a credit card. I was scared. I grew up seeing my mother screaming at the collection agency and her telling me don't ever get credit cards. So I got really scared of credit cards for many years. I was taught the wrong way. So I'm here to help you guys, assist you guys, you know, build that shit up because it's going to save your lives. And, oh, one more thing I want to say. This is going to help you with taxes. The more you use your credit card instead of your debit card, that's the last taxes you pay. Did you know that? If you use more of your credit card than your debit card, you don't pay taxes on your credit. You don't pay taxes on paying back the bank. Paying back the bank for your credit card, paying back the bank for your loan. You don't pay taxes on that. Did you know that? You can live almost a tax-free existence. Can you imagine how exciting that is? But of course, you know, if you show them the IRS, okay, I make a little bit of money. This is what the rich do. They make a they show them a little bit of the capital gains that they make because they're always using loans. They're always using credit cards. They don't tax you on your credit cards, on your money that you pay to the bank. They will not. So pay the bank instead of the IRS. That sounds pretty exciting. And you can do that anyway without having a trust to help you with whatever. So I'm just here to give you some freaking kudos, guys. You can do it. You're not poor. You're not. You have access to a world of a shitload of credit by the banks. Oh my God, you have, they're there for you to help you. Do you understand? That's what I'm talking about. But we're taught the other way. Oh no, they're here to fuck you up and fuck your life. And no. They're here to help. In that way, because they know that they created the system to be that way. So they give people that option. Okay, well, let's build your credit. The bankers can be your best fucking friends. Okay? So that's what makes me different. I'm not one of the sovereign people, even some of the secure credit groups. I'm not against the banks or against anybody. Only ones I'm against are pedophiles and human traffickers and child traffickers. Those are the only ones I fucking hate. And yeah, maybe the companies and whatever are funding that, of course. But that's a whole other topic. I don't want to get involved in that. Okay? I'm just talking about what you can do to start your life tomorrow. What you can do to better your life. It takes only a few months, 6 months to get a secured credit card, to build that credit. And you're going to be flying in 6 months, guys. Okay? All right. So much love and light and darkness. May you have a beautiful week. Check out silverbullettrust.com if you do want a Silver Bullet Trust, a foreign international trust to protect your assets, protect everything that you own. You can go to ravenmoonshadowtemple.com. That's my temple. Okay? And I do psychic readings still, if you guys want a reading. What else? Movingbeyondthematrix.com. That's our podcast channel, our podcast website, sorry. So I blog on all three sites. Yeah, I work a lot. I work for free. Pretty much I work for free. But I work for my passion because I love it. All right, guys, have a beautiful day. Bye for now.